英语 PK 台一起学起来，朋友们下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播 FM92.3 正在播出的轻松学英语英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家收听今天的双语美文，欢迎是我们的嘉宾 Judy 老师。
Hello everyone, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, long time no see. 好像有很多天没有见到大家。
Yeah, a whole week is too long, I miss you.
太热起来了哈，同学们，咱们学英语的热情呢，也要热情起来哦。欢迎大家登录到我们的火热的直播间和全国各地所有在线的小伙伴们一起来学习。每个周一呢，为大家送上非常清凉的双语美文，我们一起读读英文的美文，一起来静静心，同时呢，给你一些生活的营养，让你可以开始精神抖擞的开始新的一周。今天的这篇文章非常的 poetic， 有诗意哦。Judy 老师选这篇文章选得非常的好。
Yes, I personally like this article a lot. I have to say that after I read it, I was so productive. Like, it's really a story about how you should, like,be intentional about what you do, about everything you do. It kind of means that if you do something, then, yeah, think carefully about it, why you do it, and if you're really motivated to do it. Like, you know, how many times I catch myself, like, when I was studying, I was just browsing through Facebook and just talking with my friends via WhatsApp, that's our WeChat program, about just, you know, how the weekend was, etc. And then, by the end of the day, I didn't learn, like, the 60 words I was supposed to learn that day, but I was just basically with my thoughts everywhere but with my work. So, yeah, like, I mean, of course, you need to relax sometimes, but if you do that, like, on, yeah, more managed time periods, then you make life so much easier for yourself.
今天的主题啊，实际上很简单啊，围绕一个核心的问题，就是说一个人呢如何去选择自己花时间做什么。
Yeah.
啊，生活中呢我们主要的时间都花在工作上了，那么选择你的工作，你的职业是不是你自己喜欢做的事情，而你生活中又有没有时间留给那些你真正喜欢做的事情呢？所以这个标题也很有意思，我们一起呢来学习一下这个标题，叫做 Be intentional about how you spend your time。 我们都知道 spend your time 就是花费或者是支配你的时间，那么前面这个 intentional 呢，我们就要稍微解释一下。
Well, something that is said or done intentional is done or said for a good reason, for a clear good reason. For example, like, you can say from 2 to 3 I study English, but then from 3 to 4 I will read that novel I really wanted to read. Like, we're not going to tell you today some boring story about how you should spend your time on studying alone because, like, that is the most important thing in life or something. No, of course not. The thing is that usually people have hobbies, things they really like doing. They have passions, things they want to develop, things they want to follow. But then they look at, like, very famous people, like famous artists or famous singers, and they think, yeah, well, I love singing, but I better not spend my time on singing because I'll never be a singer. And that makes them unhappy eventually, because then if they're old, they look back and they think, oh, I actually did nothing with my passion. That's a shame.
看，从这个 intentional 当中呢，Judy 老师又解释了很多关于这篇文章主旨啊的问题。Intentional.它的本意，你看看这个单词 intention 就是一种意图和目的，那 intentional 的意思呢就是你有意图的，有目的的，后面说花费你的时间，支配你的时间，听上去呢好像是教你 how to spend your time， 实际上不是这样的，因为没有一个人其实可以好好的教你怎么去花费你自己的时间，因为你有自己的打算啊，你是一个独立自主的人格，你知道怎么去花费你的时间。这篇文章呢是想说呀，一个人他不是有自己用以谋生的职业吗？对不对？ make a living 的事情，同时也有你的 hobby， 有你的爱好。如果你又有一个主业，又有爱好，那这个时候你是要怎么去平衡现实和梦想之间？因为我们也知道，有些 hobby 对我们来讲，它是滋养心灵了，它是对你很重要的。
Definitely, like having a passion and doing something with your hobby is as important as doing your job, as making a living, as studying. The one cannot actually be without the other. It is all about balance. In the Netherlands, in Dutch, we have a saying, you don't have time, you make time.
是，在荷兰有一句话说得好，就说你没有时间，但是呢，你能挤点时间。
Yes.
所以今天这篇文章是通过一个爱画画的女孩，她自己的生活经历呢，来向人们传达的一种理念，就是你可以重新拾起那些因为生活而无暇顾及的梦想，也可以留一些时间呢，给你自己真正热爱的事儿。我们的听友当中有很多哈，不管您是年纪几何吧，生活里都有一些自己的爱好，但是有些爱好呢，实在是不足以让自己去 make a living。以此呢来谋生，但是又不想丢掉这样的一些爱好，此时此刻怎么办呢？是要不全部放弃呢，还是要不就去专门做自己的爱好呢？其实这篇文章告诉我们，人生呢还是有一些折中的方式，可以有一些比较 balance 的方式，是吧？
Definitely.
对了，所以呢这样一个故事讲到的是有一个女孩哈，她有很高的绘画的天赋，整个宇宙都知道她就是一个艺术家，但是呢在现实众多的可能性面前，她尝试了不同的职业，但是 25 years later 他重新拾起了画笔，这个时候他才 realize 知道了他真正的 passion 激情所在。
Yeah.
好，非常能够和大家相关联有共鸣的一篇文章。如果一件事情做一件事情能够让你每天 smile， 那你做不做呢？
Definitely, a day not smiling is a day not lived. We also say that in Dutch. So definitely it's very important to make time for your passions. Like, it doesn't have to be that maybe not every day you can make time for the things you like, but every week 3 times or every week 4 times, just an hour, I'm sure you have time for that. Then you just like check WeChat friend circles less often. I mean, that's not that difficult.
所以啊，我们的朋友们哈，如果你也有这样的一些现实的问题，比如说你的职业、你的爱好怎么样去选择，好，欢迎和我们今天的所有的同学们一起来讨论讨论这个生活中的选择题，一起来进入到今天的阅读美文第一段。
Be intentional about how you spend your time. Once upon a time, there was a girl who could do anything in the world she wantedAll she had to do was choose something and focus. So one day, she sat down in front of a blank canvas and began to paint. Every stroke was more perfect than the next, slowly and gracefully converging to build a flawless masterpiece. And when eventually she finished this painting, she stared proudly at her work and smiled. It was obvious to the clouds and the stars who were always watching over her that she had a gift.She was an artist, and she knew it too. She felt it in every fiber of her being. But a few moments after she finished painting, she got anxious and quickly stood up because she realized that while she had the ability to do anything in the world she wanted to do, she was simply spending her time moving paint around on a piece of canvas. She felt like there was so much more in the world to see and do, so many options. And if she ultimately decided to do something else with her life,then all the time she spent painting would be a waste. So she glanced at her masterpiece one last time and walked out the door into the moonlight. And as she walked, she thought, and then she walked some more. While she was walking, she didn't notice the clouds and the stars in the sky who were trying to signal her because she was preoccupied with an important decision she had to make. She had to choose one thing to do out of all the possibilities in the world.Should she practice medicine, or design buildings, or teach children? She was utterly stumped.
好，这是故事的前半段啊。一开始呢，我们进入节目的时候，就有同学在聊天室当中说，有位叫 Ally Smile Gogo, I like oil painting every week, I go to learn it.
Yeah, and that is exactly what this story tries to say. Like, if you like such a thing like oil painting,And, you know, you may be at home, you won't do it every, like, week, like, as you actually want. Then, yeah, you can register for a class or do it, yeah, at least once a week, so you know you will actually go, you know?
这位同学阿里呢，就跟我们今天这位故事的主人公啊，非常的相似，都是爱画画哈，喜欢学习绘画。他呢，喜欢学油画，当然也是作为一个爱好，现在每周呢，坚持在学习。橙子的梦想说，就像学英语，不是谋生，而是爱好。
Wow,
太对了
thank you, great.
橙子你太会点题了，我们其实我都没有想到是这一层。很多同学呢，学 英语都是出于爱好、相信你们对这个主题有很好的把握。好，一起来看看今天的文段。第一段，
Once upon a time, there was a girl who could do anything in the world she wanted. All she had to do was choose something and focus.
曾经呢 ,once upon a time, 曾经啊有个女孩啊，这是标准的讲故事。There was a girl who could do anything in the world she wanted. 哇，这个女孩的生活是挺幸福的，她能够自由自在的去做世界上任何她想做的事。
Yeah, anything you could possibly imagine that a person can do or say, that is anything in the world, an expression we use for that.
哇，那这种 freedom 还是真的让人很羡慕的。
Yeah.
我们都不是说能够很自由的想去做世界上任何想做的事。其实你选择越多，你的 freedom 越多，是不是你的 problem, 你的难题也越多呀？
Oh yes, this is a very common phenomenon actually in the Netherlands too, because we have a very different education system than in China. Like, we are kind of raised with this idea, like,You can become anything you want. If you want to be a doctor, you can become a doctor. If you want to become a politician, you can become a politician. So people have very high expectations of life in general and of themselves. But then they find out they're not talented or, yeah, they just don't have the financial means to, yeah, afford education. So then they become very depressed because they, yeah, they had that idea in mind since childhood that they could do anything they want. And then they're like 18, 19...And then suddenly they realize, oh, I can't do that. Yeah, then they're stuck.
小的时候呢，这个理想都很远大，都觉得自己能够从事很伟大的事业，
yes.
动不动就是科学家，动不动就是当医生、当律师这些。好，但是每个人呢，知道直到自己长大了以后，才发现哦，其实没有那么自由了，
yeah.
自己能选的事情也就这么一两件，甚至都没有觉得自己适合做的事儿哈。All she had to do was choose something and focus.因为他的选择太多了，他非常的自由，所以呢，他只需要选定一件事情，然后专注的去做呢，就可以了。
Yeah, just to give something a lot of attention, to focus. So one day, she sat down in front of a blank canvas and began to paint.
哎，终于有一天，她知道自己要做什么了。She sat down in front of a blank canvas.啊，喜欢画画的同学，这些关于画画工具的词语咱们值得学习一下。 Blank 是空白的， Canvas 就是画布。
Yeah, it's that piece of cloth where you can paint on. That's, yeah, special material where you can paint on. If something is blank, then something doesn't have lines or stripes on it. It's just white.
所以他有一天就坐在了一块空布空白的画布前，就拿起了画笔，这就意味着她开始画画了。但这个女孩呢，画画特别特别有天赋。我们来看文章是怎么形容的，这些语言很诗意啊，值得我们学习。
Every stroke was more perfect than the next, slowly and gracefully convergingTo build a flawless masterpiece.
光是这句话，你细细品味，你会发现它特别的美。Every stroke, stroke.就是那种一笔一笔的描摹。
Yeah, every line she made with her paintbrush.
那每一笔呢，几乎都是 more perfect than the next.
Yeah, they were like, yeah, it was so beautiful what she drew. Like, she made one line and that was so amazing and perfect. And then she made another, wow, that was even more amazing.
字面意思是说呢，每一笔呀，这一笔下去，简直没有下一笔能够超越了。所以就是说每一笔几乎呢都是完美的，大家注意这样的表达， more perfect than the next。 然后 slowly， 我们知道画画呢是个漫长的过程，还有一笔一笔的， and gracefully 又非常优雅的，非常缓慢的， converge to 这个单词要学一下。
Yeah, if something is convergingUsually it are lines or roads or a path. They can converge. That means that they, move towards the same point and they meet on that point. So they cross each other.
Converge 是一个非常非常生动的哈，用于来描述这种绘画的一个词语。我们知道绘画呢是一个线条一个线条一些点 全部汇集到一起，还因为这个画者的记忆呢而汇集到不同的地方，然后出来了一幅画面，是不是？
Yeah, so like all the strokes she made, they became one clear picture because the lines converged.
哎，我们就可以把它理解为是汇合成了，那么缓慢而优雅的哈，它就画出了 converge， 直接理解为画出了一幅 build， 就构建出了，画出了一幅 flawless。Flaw 是瑕疵， flawless 就是没有瑕疵的，完美无瑕的，无懈可击的 masterpiece， 经典之作。短短的两句话就把这个女孩身上所具有的那种绘画的天赋描绘得淋漓尽致。
Yeah, she's definitely very, very talented.
每一笔都是完美的，然后画出了一幅 masterpiece， 不是所有的画作都能叫做 masterpiece.
Yeah.
And when she...
Eventually finished painting, she stared proudly at her work and smiled.
这样的一幅画面大家可以在脑海当中想象一下。当她是终于的 eventually finished painting, 完成了自己的这个作品的时候，她呀是 stared, 凝视着自己的这幅作品。
Yeah, something, yeah, if someone stares at something, then someone is looking at thatfor a long time, especially like when they're surprised or yeah, if they're scared as well. But in this case, like she was staring at it because she was very proud and it made her think. And I mean, imagine that you make something beautiful, then you kind of want to take time to enjoy that whole idea of, oh, I made that, right?
对，这就是一个艺术家哈，凡是创作者在完成自己的创作以后呢，欣赏自己作品的时候那种心满意足的那种神态。 She stared proudly at her work and smiled， 非常微笑着，很自信地打量着自己的作品，对自己的作品感到很满意。
It was obvious to the clouds and the stars who were always watching over her that she had a gift. She was an artistAnd she knew it too. She felt it in every fiber of her being. But a few moments after she finished painting, she got anxious and quickly stood up. Because she realized that while she had the ability to do anything in the world she wanted to do, she was simply spending her time moving paint around on a piece of canvas.
诗意的语言在继续着说 It was obvious to the clouds and the stars. 你看，对于那些每天啊看着他的那些云朵和星星们来说，有一件事情啊简直就是毫无疑问的。他用了一个从句来修饰这些云朵和星星，说 Who were always watching over her. Watch over 呢是一个短语，它还不仅仅是看着的意思。
Yeah, watching over, it means like they were always taking care of her. They were always protecting her, keeping her safe.
Watching over, 光是 watch 是看 watching over 就是某种看护和守护。
Yeah.
你看这个是 语言是非常诗意的，说那些每天守护着她的云朵和星星们知道她就是一个绘画的天才。 That she had a gift. Gift 在这里不是礼物，也是礼物，是一种上天赐予的礼物。
Yeah, it's a talent. It's like a special ability to do something that other people can't, or like a few people can do.
这是一个有才华的姑娘，这是一个绘画天才。
Yeah.
She was an artist. She knew it too. 她是一个艺术家，她也极其明白，这就是一个事实。后面这句话更精彩，她说 She felt it in every fiber of her being.他能够感觉到这样一个事实，怎么感觉到呢？他身上的每一个 fiber 都能够感觉到。
Yeah, this is an expression we use a lot to express like if you feel something in every fiber of your being, you feel it very, very deep. You know it's true and that it's real. And yeah, there's nothing that can prove the other side that it's not true.
Her being, 我们可以理解为他的整个身心。那 fiber 呢是一种纤维，身体的身心的每一寸每一个地方都知道自己是一个天才、
yeah.
所以自己也能意识到自己是这方面有才华的啊。我们来问问咱们听友当中觉得自己很有才华的朋友，是不是有一种这样的感觉，觉得自己 every fiber of your being is celebrating your gift.
Yeah, definitely. If you are doing something that is your passion, you know that it is your passion, you feel it. And of course, there are still people like out there who find their passion when they're like maybe 30 or 40 or 50. So it doesn't matter when you actually find it, just as long as you keep on trying things.
明明都已经是个天才了，那还有什么事情会发生呢？ A few moments after she finished painting, 就在她呀完成绘画作品时， A few moments, 可能也就是 a few months, a few times.
A few moments means a very short period of time.
Oh, like, 很快。
Yeah, like immediately, like only very shortly after.
哎，很快很快很快，他就，当他呢在完成绘画作品的时候， she got anxious and quickly stood up. 他变得有些焦虑起来了，然后呢急促地站起了身，叫 stood up, 我们学的 stand up, 过去式。Because she realized that while she had the ability to do anything in the world she wanted to do, 她意识到虽然呢她能够去做世界上任何她想做的事儿，对吧？这毫无疑问。
Yeah.
但是 all she was simply spending her time moving paint around on a piece of canvas. 她却觉得说，诶，她不过是花费着所有的时间在 move paint, 把这些颜料啊从这个画布上搬来搬去。
Yeah.
就是说她不过是花费着时间在一块画布上摆弄着颜料而已。
I mean, this is simplifying the whole art of painting a lot. Like, if you look at it like from an objective point, painting is exactly that, like you move paint around the canvas. But then, if you take another art, for example, playing piano,That is, okay, pressing buttons and making a sound. I mean, that doesn't also sound very romantic, does it? So, like, yeah, you should, like, she became very cynical towards her own passion. She was thinking, like, yeah, this is actually useless. Like, I should do something else, something like with my talent, other talents, because there's so much to choose.
是，你看，突然间呢，觉得自己大材小用了。
Yeah.
好像就画点画就这么过着生命，是不是觉得有点空落落的哈？接下来啊，这个人类共有的焦虑就出现了。人类共有的焦虑是什么呢？就是
She felt like there was so much more in the world to see and do, so many options. And if she ultimately decided to do something else with her life, then all the time she had spent painting would be a waste.
好，人类的共有的焦虑就是，我们总是觉得 feel like there was so much more in the world to see and do. 感觉这个世界上实在是有太多太多的事情可以去做了。
Yeah.
So many options, 太多的选择了，太多需要去了解和去看的了。天哪，我的时间和我的生命要怎么去分布和分配呀？
Yeah, this kind of thinking is what makes people very dissatisfied with their life.In general, like they are always looking for, like they are never actually there with their mind in what they are doing. They're always thinking, oh, I should not do this. I can do this thing with my time or this other thing with my time. Why am I doing this? They're not enjoying the moment at all.
此时此刻，我们来诚实的问问大家各位自己的内心哈，你现在在做着手头的事情的时候，有没有在想到说，如果我做一件别的可能会更好？
Yeah.
大家诚实的啊，此时此刻问问自己的内心，然后把答案写在我们的直播间当中，让我们来看一看，这是不是人类共有的一种焦虑？总是觉得，哎呀，花时间做这个，是不是花点时间做别的可能会更好、
啊、？The grass is always greener the other side.
The other side， 记得吗？记得吗？哈，草是那头的绿哈。所以说呢，他觉得啊，怎么办呢 ？If she ultimately decided to do something else with her life.如果啊，这年轻人就在想自己未来的生命了。哎，如果我这人生最终啊 ，ultimately 是决定了要去做另外的职业，做另外的事儿，那现在我画画干嘛呢？是不是 ？Then all the time she spent painting would be a waste.
Yeah.
那现在用来绘画的时间就是一种全然的浪费了。
Yeah. It like no matter what will happen next, she will be.Very miserable because like no one likes the idea of having wasted time, right?
那怎么办呢？这个时候你就要做决定了。那这画还画不画呀？
Yeah, we will know.
So
she glanced at her masterpiece one last time and walked out the door into the moonlight. And as she walked, she thought, And then she walked some more.
这位姑娘啊，现在此时此刻决定要抓大放小了。哎，很有意思，这个直播群里的同学都说太对了，有都是 grass is always greener on the other side. Victor 是的，有小幸是天天这么想啊。Carrie 说没得到的永远是最好的啊，都这么想，天天都觉得自己好像做这个有点亏， maybe 大财还能够有别用呢。接下来他就 glanced at her masterpiece one last time 啊，这语句也很优美啊，说站起来啊，最后的看了一眼自己的那幅杰作，就是看了一下自己的这个天赋，准备跟他告别了。
Yeah, to glance at something is to look at something very short.
And walked out the door into the moonlight. 哎，这语句写的真是美，就站起身走出门，走进了月光当中。
And as she walked, she thought, and then she walked some more.Yeah, so obviously she's walking and walking and pondering, thinking what to do.
她就一边走着呀，就一边想着，想着又走着，一边走一边想。然后呢 ,walked some more, 也就走出了更远。这里就是一个双关的意思了，就是说她的人生呢，就开始继续往前行进了。
While she was walking, she didn't notice the clouds and the stars in the sky who were trying to signal her.Because she was preoccupied with an important decision she had to make. She had to choose one thing to do out of all the possibilities in the world. Should she practice medicine or design buildings or teach children? She was utterly stumped.
接下来这一段呢，写出了所有年轻人内心的一种选择的困惑。While she was walking, 就在她这样走着走着想着想着的时候， she didn't notice the clouds and the stars in the sky who were trying to signal her. 哇，这个语言非常的诗意。
Yeah, it's very poetic.
它拟人了，拟人了天空中的云朵和星辰，就似乎呢，云朵和星辰是一种作为智慧的存在一样， as some kind of wisdom there.
Yeah,
being there. 云朵和星辰是一直在 trying to signal her, 在引起她的注意，给她一些信号。
Yeah, trying to give her a message, trying to say to her, hey, look, stop pondering, like start.Painting again.
对，就是说你要不要好好想一想、
yeah.
再想一想，好好的再想一想。你看我们生活中很多时候对于这样的一些啊，实际上所存在的这种智慧，我们可能一时半会儿可能注意不到，但是它总是存在的，都在给你信号，你可能注意不到，因为你就像他一样，此时此刻你的脑海当中已经是 preoccupied。Occupy 是占满了。
Yeah, it means that if you are preoccupied with something, that means that you are thinking too much about something, so much that you don't notice the world around you. It's often something unpleasant, right?
整个头脑都被完完全全的占据了，在焦虑着，占据着被一个 important decision that she had to make. 整个头脑都在考虑着一个即将要做出的重要的决定，那就是 she had to choose one thing to do out of all the possibilities in the world. 既然自己有很多的事都能做，是不是、
yeah.
那我必须要在这不计其数的选择当中选定一件事要做了。
Yeah, she had pressure because whatever she would choose, it had to be a good decision.
你看一个头顶有星辰和云朵守护的姑娘、
yeah.
现在呢想到说我要去过一些啊比较现实的生活，例如我要去学医 practice medicine,
yeah,
or design buildings, 去学做建筑设计吧，或者做老师也可以 teach children. She was utterly
stumped.
你看这猜都能猜出这词儿什么意思。
But if you feel stumped, then you're unable to solve a problem, like you cannot answer a question because it's way too difficult for you. You don't know what to say.Utterly is completely, totally.
Totally, utterly 也是完完全全的意思。英文中有很多这样的一些副词、
yeah.
表示完全的。哎，他完完全全的就陷入了一种为难当中。来，大家大学里的时候或者是二十多岁的时候有没有过这样的一些纠结？
Oh yeah, definitely. I'm sure that many of you recognize this a lot. Like, it gives a lot of pressure, especially like when you're about to choose your studies and also like when you are about to graduate your bachelor or master maybe, like what to do in life. It seems like you can only make one choice and you cannot mess up and like, yeah, the pressure is very high.
啊，我们生活中经常听到这样的事情，说孩子说啊，我要去学艺术。 我要去学琴，我要去学画画，我要去学跳舞唱歌。父母说，这怎么行呢？你怎么养活你自己呢？
Yeah.
这就是现实和梦想和爱好的一种激烈的冲突了。
Definitely.
所以很多人就此放下了自己的梦想，也就作罢了，就由着父母为自己挑选的路途、
yeah.
就开始了另外一种完全截然不同的人生。但是你不能说父母是错的，因为他是为了你好、
Definitely.
所有的 parents 都是为了你好。
Like parents, they always give you advice for reasons. Like, of course, like they care for you a lot. So they just want you to choose your decision like well overthought. Because, yeah, they are afraid that later on you will have no work or you will have no income. So, yeah, and I mean, everyone needs an income eventually.
我们生活在这个世界上，每个人必须要有养活自己的能力。
Yes.
必须要有立身之本。但是父母总觉得孩子呢不经，这是他不知道这个世事，所以他会很天真的去追逐自己的梦想，可能会有危险，所以父母是极可能的尽可能的为你降低这种不切实际的危险啊，让你能够更好的生活在这个世界上。也不能说他们是错的，像这个女孩做这个决定也是这样的，她想去做一些能够让她好好的活着生活着这样的一个事情。好，我们来进入到文章的第二部分。
25 years later, the girl began to cry because she realized she had been walking for so long and that over the years, she had become so enamored by everything that she could do, the endless array of possibilities, that she hadn't done anything meaningful at all. And she learned at last that life isn't about possibility. Anything is possible. Life is about making a decision.Deciding to do something that moves you. So the girl, who was no longer a girl, purchased some canvas and paint from the local craft store, drove to a nearby park and began to paint. One stroke gracefully led into the next, just as it had so many moons ago. And as she smiled, she continued painting through the day and into the night, because she had finally made a decision, and there was still some time left to revel,in the magic that life is all about. But, there's always a but. There's more to life than just following your passion, right? Absolutely. For instance, not all passions earn an income, at least not in the near term. And most of us have families to care for, mouths to feed, and bills to pay. So yes, there needs to be more than just passion, but there also needs to be some passion too.The key is to realize it doesn't have to be all or nothing. This story isn't about following your passion into a hole of debt. It's about not pushing your passion into an abyss of unhappiness. When you discover something that nourishes your soul and brings you joy and excitement, something that truly matters to you, care enough about yourself to make room for it in your life, even if you can only spare a little time on the side,And if you find that you don't have any time at all for what matters to you, stop doing things that don't, like watching another TV program or getting lost stalking people on social media. Be intentional about how you spend your time.
25年的时间可能才会明白一个道理啊，我们觉得好像时间很长，但是谁又不是这样的呢、
yeah.
有时候经过20年30年以后才恍然大悟，哦，原来我的人生当年应该这样走。
Yes, yes. Usually like it takes a while for people to realize and be content with like what they choose.
我们觉得好像这25年的时间就浪费过去了，实际上未必啊。
嗯，
未必，如果你不经历这25年走的路，你也不知道可能今天你会更加珍惜绘画吧。
Hey, it's a very good thing about being old, you know, like become older and older, you do become wiser.
是，朱莉老师也觉得这个人要越长大呢就越智慧，所以变老并不是一件可怕的事情啊。 25 years later, what happened?
The girl began to cry.
25年以后女孩哭了。
Yeah, because she realized she had been walking for so long, and that over the years, she had become so enamored by everything that she could do, the endless array of possibilities, that she hadn't done anything meaningful at all.
来看这个阶段性的成果哈，你做出这个决定以后25年了，这个阶段性的成果是什么呢？她开始哭了起来。这个时候他方意识到 She had been walking for so long 他觉得自己已经 走了太远的路了，走出门了，走出家门了，离开她的 masterpiece 太远了。Over the years, she had become so
enamored.
新单词 enamored. So enamored by something.
Well, enamored is usually actually used when you say you're enamored by something that makes you happy, that you are like very, you are very preoccupied with something you like or something you love doing, or yeah, it means you cannot stop thinking about it, and yeah, you cannot really think of something else. That's enamored. But yeah, here it can also mean something negative.
Oh, enamored, 沉醉于什么，迷醉于什么，不仅是好的，也可以是不好的。他意识到这些年吧 ,over the years, 他一直在沉浸于或者是迷醉于那种 everything that she could do, 他好像也能做做这个，他好像也能做做那个的这种可能性当中。
Yeah.
Endless array of possibilities.
Yeah, an array is a large group or large number of things. So basically she was constantly thinking about like all the things she could do, the array of possibilities. She was enamored with it. She was thinking too much about it. She couldn't stop thinking about it.
就是生活中那些 endless array of possibilities, 生活中那些无穷无尽的选择。这些年她一直都耽误在这种可能性当中。好像这也行，好像那也行，就是无穷无尽的选择。That she hadn't done anything meaningful at all. 结果最后呢，发现也没有做出什么更加有意义的事情。
Yeah, she didn't do anything that was really, really important or valuable or something. No, she was basically constantly thinking.
其实我们也可以反过头来看一下她当初的这种对自己的认识哈，她觉得自己有 endless possibilities.
Yeah.
其实是不科学的。因为一个人他能做的擅长做的事情其实只有几件而已，你不能说他好像所有的事情又能学医又能做建筑又能教小孩，这好像有点太 superman 了吧。
It is a bit, I mean, it's called a story for a reason. This story is not real, but it does reflect a lot the mindset of many people, like I know in the West at least, that they have the impression that they can, yeah, that they basically have all the possibilities there are in the world. So they have to choose one, and that's very stressful.
所以从另外一个层面给了我们一种启示，就是说一个人觉得自己能做什么，和别人觉得他能做成什么，以及他真正的擅长于做什么，可能还是不一样的。
Definitely. Like, but it's a thing actually I really appreciate about, like, the Chinese people I talk to. Like, they know themselves better than, most Dutch people, I think. Yes, because they are not expecting themselves to be, like, become a doctor later on if they know already, like, that they fail in, like, that they faint when seeing blood, for example. Mm. Like, they just are not talented. Like, in my impression, they know themselves better.
是每个人还是要去尽力的知道自己的天赋在哪里，然后呢去做跟天赋有关的事情比较好哈。
Yeah, so actually she didn't waste time thinking, she got to know herself better.
是，但是现在你看她更加了解自己了，她发现做了这么多选择以后吧，好像还是没有做出什么一事无成的样子哈。所以 as she learned, 终于她明白了 at last, life isn't about possibility.生活呢并不仅仅是关于所谓的可能性，因为 anything is possible, 凡事都是有可能的。
Yeah.
那是关于什么呢？ Life is about making a decision, 是关于做决定。Deciding to do something that moves you. 这里 something that moves you 是什么？ Move, 打动。
Yeah, if you're moved by something makes you have very strong feelings, usually feelings of happiness or like, yeah, it makes you, yeah, feel touched.
咱们现在流行的词语说叫走心。真正的生活是关于做决定，决定去做那些能够让你走心的事情。
So the girl, who was no longer a girl, purchased some canvas and paint from a local craft store, drove to a nearby park,and began to paint. One stroke gracefully led into the next, just as it had so many moons ago. And as she smiled, she continued painting through the day and into the night. because she had finally made a decision. And there was still some time left to revel in the magic that life is all about.
于是呢，这个女孩啊，十五年后 ，no longer a girl， 不再是个女孩了，已经是个女人了。她就开始做了一个这样的举动 ，purchase some canvas and paint from a local craft store， 在一个当地的 craft store 工艺品店里，重新购买了一些画布和颜料。大家都猜到要干什么了 ，began to paint， 又开始重拾画笔了。One stroke， 啊，一笔一笔的 gracefully led to the next。
Yeah.
同样是形容画技精巧，这里说的是一笔又接着一笔精美的描摹。Just as it had so many moons ago. So many moons, 月亮。So many moons ago, 这什么意思啊？
Yeah, it's an idiom we used to say, such a long time ago, a very long time ago.
哦，一个有趣的表达。So many moons, 就是 so many months.So many, time, so much time.
Yeah, it comes from like every month, there's one full moon. So, like, one moon is one month.
哦，一个满月就是一个月了。诶，这个表达也很有意思。
Yeah.
So many moons, 就是 so many months. 就像他当年画出杰作时的那样。And as she smiled, she continued painting through the day into the night. 你看看。日以继夜地画着，这久违的微笑呢，又重新回到了她的脸上。
Yeah.
Because she had finally made a decision. 因为她终于啊，已经了，做出了决定了，心意已定，所以就会很开心。
Yeah.
就不会再犹豫，不会再彷徨了。And there was still some time left to
revel
in the magic a life is all about. 这句话很有意思啊，大家能不能明白是什么意思？
To revel in something means to get great pleasure from a situation or like doing some kind of activity. Like if you revel in swimming, for example, that means you enjoy swimming very, very much. But usually it's used with something bigger, like to revel is very poetic. So yeah, to revel in the magic that life is all about.That means that she enjoyed life to the fullest. That life, she realized that life is not only this thing or that thing. It's not black and white. I can have a passion and I can have a job at the same time. And that is what life is all about. That's what life makes life worthwhile.
这句话的意思呢，其实不好零零碎碎的讲啊，就跟大家说一下我们的翻译是什么，然后你来理解这句话。就是说呢，他还有一些时间啊 ，sometime left， 来干嘛呢？去 revel in the magic。Magic 是一种魔术。
Yeah.
Life is all about 生活关于什么的魔术啊。那我们就理解为他还有些时间呢，来庆祝自己终于发现了某些生活的秘密。
Definitely.
某些生活的奥秘，他知道了是怎么回事情了。
But, there's always but. There is more to life than just following your passion, right? Absolutely. For instance, not all passions earn an income. At least, not in the near term. And most of us have families to care for, mouths to feed, and bills to pay.So yes, there needs to be more than just passion.
接下来就是作者的观点和讨论了。
Yeah, reality check.
好，但是括号，凡事总有但是。There's more to life. 生活中还有更多的主题吧。Than just following your passion, right? 除了追随你的热情之外，生活中是不是还有更多的主题？对吧？
Yeah, just like we said, like, you have to earn an income.
你得首先活下去啊、
yeah.
这是最重要的 absolutely. For instance, not all passion earn an income. 比如说吧也不是所有的梦想激情都能够谋生啊。
No, usually, doing something with your passion costs money. Like, I mean, you have to pay for those dance classes and you have to buy that canvas. I mean, it's not gonna give you any money, does it?
就算画画呢你也得花钱去买画布。
Yeah.
是不是 ?At least not in the near term.当然至少不是短期内就能见效的比如说能挣到一些好收入吧
yeah,
这样的
yeah, It's a shame actually usually with painters after they are dead like they have to wait for like 100 years and then they become famous
很多著名的画家生前都是穷困潦倒
yeah.
啊，在他过世以后呢、哎、突然名声大噪又挣但是钱他自己都挣不着 都是别人发觉他画的人给挣了钱了。And most of us have families to care for, mouths to feed, bills to pay. 你看，我们大多数的人都有家要养，要有实实在在的生活要去应付。
Yeah.
所以 ,so yes, there needs to be more than just a passion. 除了梦想之外，确实我们生活里还需要考量更多的现实的东西。
Definitely. But there also needs to be some passion too.The key is to realize it doesn't have to be all or nothing. This story isn't about following your passion into a hole of debt, but it's about not pushing your passion off into an abyss of unhappiness.
但同时 there also, 你看大写了一个 also,、
yeah.
确实 needs to be some passion too, 梦想也是必不可少的。你看有一句就话说，人生如果没有梦想，那跟咸鱼还有什么分别呢？所以梦想 passion 还是要有的，但是关键在于 the key is to realize it, doesn't have to be all or nothing.这实现这梦想的关键啊，并不得是要么 all, 要么 nothing.
Yeah, yeah,、all or nothing is like an idiom we usually use to describe a certain mindset. Like, if you have an all or nothing mindset, then you think it's better to do something entirely and completely and perfect, then, yeah, or you just don't do it.
两边倒的这种心情，那种心理。
Yeah. So, or...Like, okay, so you like painting? Well, then you better become a famous painter and like be that everyone in the world knows you, etc., earn money with it, or just don't do it because otherwise you are not a painter. That is an all or nothing mindset.
对，就是说不要是走极端的，要么 all, 要么 nothing.
Yeah.
啊，这个不是关键，关键是不是要么 all, 要么 nothing. The story isn't about following your passion into a hole of debt.啊，这故事呢也不是说要告诉你只顾 following your passion 一直到一个什么程度 a hole of debt 直到追随啊生活的激情到生活的负债累累也不行
yeah, a very difficult life because you cannot pay back people that you owe money to you cannot pay your debts
因为这样的话梦想会成为一种负担的是不是 it's about not pushing your passion off into an
Abyss of unhappiness.
啊，这句话什么意思呢？不要把你的梦想推入到。
Yeah, an abyss is a very deep hole that doesn't seem to have a bottom. It's a bottomless pit.
Bottomless pit, 那就是深渊呢。Abyss 就是一种深渊。
Yeah, so if you push your passion off into an abyss of unhappiness, that means that you quit doing, you reject your passion, you push it off, you reject it and you...don't want to do anything else with it, and to the point that it makes you unhappy, like, and it never ends.
就是说这故事的在于呢不要把梦想直接就推到那个令人不快乐的深渊当中去了。
Yeah.
就是说你不要斩断你的梦想不要斩断你的爱好。动不动就说嗯不行我要生活好画画不画了琴不学了什么锤唱歌不唱了怎么着的啊不做了。那也不行
no,
又不能一厢情愿的生活的负债累累也不能直接把梦想推入到深渊当中去
Yeah, because then you always have in your mind like what if I paint some more or what if I did something more my passion for singing like I think I would be happier that you always miss that feeling you had like when you were doing itWhen you discover something that nourishes your soul and brings you joy and excitement, something that truly matters to you, care enough about yourself to make room for it in your life, even if you can only spare a little time on the side. And if you find that you don't have any time at all for what matters to you, stop doing things that don't.Like watching another TV program or getting lost stalking people on social media.
如果是那种孤注一掷的生活不太对的话那么对的生活是什么呢 When you discover something, 当你发现了生活中有些事儿呢它的确能够 nourishes your soul, nourish 给予营养。
Yeah, to something that nourishes something, that means that, yeah, that thing is causing it to grow stronger, to develop.
啊，大家能不能知道那种觉得自己的精神世界被 nourish 被滋养是一种什么样的感觉啊？自己在生活中呢，平时可以多体会体会。
Yeah, a lot.
哎呀，就是能够滋养你的灵魂，或者是能够 brings you joy and excitement， 也能够给你带来愉悦和激情的事情。哎，当你找到一些这样的事情的时候 ，something that truly matters to you， 这些东西啊，对你而言就是真正重要的。
Yeah, something that is very important to you, very valuable. You never want to lose that.
就应该走这条道了，哈哈。So care enough about yourself to make room for it. 你要一定要 care enough about yourself.
Yeah.
要足够的为自己留意一下，为自己着想一下。
Yeah, it's just like you have to treat it like, I don't know, eating enough.Just like you need it to live happily and a healthy life. Like if you don't eat enough, you get sick, right? So like it's just like this. If you don't, yeah, do at least one small thing with your passion, then yeah, you feel unhappy, and that's actually as bad as sick.
人活着呢，总要是有一点精神的，是吧？所以你找到这些能够滋养你精神的东西的时候，你一定要留点时间来做它们。
Yeah.
啊，所谓的能够养，修养身心的这些事情，你可以做一下 ，make room for it。
Yeah.
给他来点空间。
Make some time. Yeah.
哎 ，make some time， 给他点时间，给他点空间。Even if you can only spare a little time on the side， on the side 就是旁边的嘛，留点时间哈。
Yeah.And if to reserve, to keep apart a little time, to spare a little time.
如果你觉得你生活是过于繁忙，根本顾不出来，根本顾不上这些事儿的话，那怎么办呢？那还是有办法。
Yeah, stop doing things that don't matter to you.
Stop doing things that don't.
Yeah.
那就停止做那些啊，作者呢就很友善，就没说了一个省略号。
Yeah, like watching another TV program or getting lost stalking people on social media. Like
做那些哎呀不能让你真正获得营养的事情。就是 don't 后面他想说的就是不能 nourish you, bring you joy and excitement 的事情，比如说
Getting lost stalking people on social media.
这个 stalking 是什么意思啊？追踪。
Stalking is like, yeah, it's usually, like, the official meaning is that you follow someone, like, very close, like, either you follow them on internet, or you comment on them, you send them messages, you call them a lot of times, to frighten them, or to scare them, actually. There are people who get, like, imprisoned for stalking people.But in this article, it's used in a more modern way, like in a way that we often use the word stalking. It means just checking people's Weibo account and, like checking their Pangyouchun, like, oh, what is he doing? What is he doing? I mean, usually girls, when they just broke up with a guy, they keep on checking the WeChat moments of their ex-boyfriend because they want to know if he has found another girlfriend and if she's prettier and that kind of things. Same as for if you're in love, of course, that you keep on checking the Weibo page or the Pangyouchun of your, yeah, the guy or girl you like, right? You can spend a lot of time doing that.
You can stalk.轻轻松松地描绘出来了，在社交网络上流连忘返、
yes.
啊、花了很多不必要的时间，吸取了很多没有营养的资讯。
True.
所以他就说你可以少看一点，是吧，少在这个社交网络上流连忘返一些，给自己哪怕弄点时间来写写大字儿 啊学学音乐啊，吹吹口琴啊，做一些能够滋养你精神的事情，而且是你自己真正喜欢做的事情。所以最后的结论就是 Be
intentionalabout how you spend your time.
到这里大家就知道 intentional 这种什么意思了。
Yeah.
有目的的啊，走心的，带着梦想的去活着，好好的支配你的时间。
Yeah. And yeah, I gotta say, like, especially when I read the last, paragraph, I thought, okay, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna turn off my phone for 2 hours. And, well, it was so hard.And I was very productive that day. Like, it's just because, you know, like, if you're, like, have to do a task and you actually don't wanna, I mean, then it's easy to let your mind drift off to, like, something else gives you, like, a sort of, like, entertainment or something. Yeah, so I was checking everyone's Pangyouchun and, like, Facebook and that kind of things. But, yeah.At the end of the day, it leaves you unsatisfied. Of course, it's fun to do sometimes, but on set times where you actually have time for it.
大家生活中有没有一件事情啊，能够是让你每天会心的微笑的？如果有这样的事情，你觉得你的精神被 nourished， 那么这件事情你就要走心的去做。但如果实在是不能把它作为一个 career 职业来做的话，那你就在过好你的生活之外呢，留点时间给你自己的爱好和 hobby， 因为他们都来自你的内心，他们能够真正的滋养你。所以这篇文章，一个爱画画的女孩就跟我们讲述了这样一个道理，可以拾起那些因为生活而无暇顾及的梦想，留一些时间呢给你自己真正热爱的事情。好，感谢大家的收听，谢谢朱迪老师。
Thank you all for listening，
我们下次的阅读美文再见。